Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2179, Joseph H. and Patricia Freeman.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for multifamily two dwellings, lawnmower repair business, outdoor storage, lease storage buildings, and storage buildings to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis or Hobart 100, Sussex County, containing 3.71 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the southeast side of Robinsonville Road, approximately 211 feet northwest of Jimtown Road. The 911 address is 18583 Robinsonville.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are still having a meeting here. If you'd like to have a meeting, I need you to do it out in the foyer. Okay,
go ahead. So the 911 address is 18583 Robinsonville Road, Lewis. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 11, Parcel 47. Staff would submit for the record an exhibit booklet, a site plan, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, the results of the Dell-Dot service level evaluation that did not require a TIS, comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and two letters in support of the application with multiple signatures from a number of people in support of the application. That's all I have. Thank you.
All right. We thank you. Mr. Davidson.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I am a principal land planner with Pannoni Associates, located just outside of Milton, Delaware. And before I get started here, support letters, I do have two additional support letters here, if I may.
You would hand them up to our director, and
I'm not sure if those were the two.
I do not have these.
I'm here tonight representing the application for Mr. and Mrs. Joseph Prettyman. They are with me here tonight, to my right and your left. Also with me tonight, on behalf of this application, is Mr. Francis Walsh. He's of Walsh Mechanical. He has one of the businesses that are located on this property that we'll be talking about as part of the conditional use application. As introduced, this is an application for a conditional use in an AR1 agricultural residential district for multifamily. There's going to be two dwelling units. There's the main dwelling unit and the accessory dwelling unit. As I go through this tonight, all these buildings and all these uses on site are existing, and I'll go through that in just a few minutes. There's a lawnmower and small engine repair business. There's an outdoor storage. There's a self-storage units and public stables for boarding and riding lessons located on the east side of Robinsonville Road, which is also Sussex County Road 277 in the Lewis and Rehoboth 100. And it's containing 3.71 acres, more or less. The property does consist of an existing main dwelling. And in the hearing booklets that I've turned in and on the screens, I do show the existing site. Up on the screen right now is an existing 2018 Google aerial for your convenience to review. But the property does consist of the existing main dwelling where the Prettymans reside at this time. There is an existing historical, what they call the historical milk house, which was part of the original farm. And it's circa 1890 was when that building was placed there. Building is being used for the tenant house. The tenant on the property helps the Prettymans out within the property, doing maintenance and helping them take care of the property. There are 16 leased self-storage units in two buildings. There's one storage warehouse, and there's horse stables and barns. One of the letters that I submitted was from a couple of the families that board their horses. They board up to four horses on the property, and they also give riding lessons to young children within the property. So that's part of the conditional use that we're asking for as well. And then there's pastures on the land, and then there's an assemblage of other farm buildings that were once used as part of the larger working farm that was part of the Prettyman farm.
Hang on for a second, Mr. Davidson. I'm a little concerned that we might have an application issue here.
No, it just, I believe we've talked about that the horse riding stable
That's
is
correct.
Actually a special use exception to the Board of Adjustment.
Yes.
Because that's where that approval would fall. The rest of it does fall under the conditional use.
Right. Well,
he's just explaining that it does exist on the property and there are all those uses, but the horse...
We understand that we will have
yes.
to go through the
right.
Board of Adjustment for
sure
the special
the,
use.
The commission understands that. That's not for our consideration that that'll have to go to the Board of Adjustments.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
Are some of these things grandfathered? Like if they've been riding horses there for 100 years?
We would just want documentation providing that it existed prior to zoning, because if it existed prior to zoning, then it would be considered non-conforming.
That's correct.
Right. That's right.
And
you're right.
Yeah. In part of my presentation tonight, I did supply some historical maps of the property. Again, hopefully this will work for me tonight. This map here, that map there is a 1934 aerial photo. That's the earliest I could get for the property. Again, the farm has been here since the late 1800s. Mr. Prettyman's father purchased the farm back in 1954. So, the farm is actually a much larger area, is approximately closer to like 200 acres of the surrounding properties. And as you go through the aerial data, the Prettymans, and I can go through that right now. If you actually look on some of the other photos here, this was originally Mr. and Mrs. Prettyman's house here. They had pastures throughout the entire farm as they were taking over the farm from their father. And that piece of property there was then sold to and became Bridle Ridge Subdivision. Bridle Ridge Subdivision is a horse-friendly subdivision. In their covenants restrictions, they do allow horses to be kept on the properties. They're larger size lots within the property. I think the pastures might have been kept as is, and they are open space areas, part of some of the drainage areas within the subdivision. I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but I do know that within their covenants restrictions, they do allow horses, fenced-in pastures, and stalls within the property of those lots. But Mr. Prettyman and his family have owned a significant part of this area for since 1954, operating it as a farm and also having horses many pastures within this area. On the south side of the property, on the south side of the property within this area here is Mr. and Mrs. Prettyman's daughter. They are on the south side. They're bordered on the north and the east side by Bridle Ridge subdivision, but their daughter also has pastures that they utilize for their own horses. Mr. and Mrs. Prettyman also, they have two horses themselves on the property, and again, they do allow a boarding up to four horses within the existing barns and the barns that are on the site. I kind of prepared a small color rendering here that kind of shows the brownish. Again, this site's existing. Nothing's being proposed. No new buildings are being proposed. So the site is sitting as is, existing. So the brown color here are all the buildings that are on site. We did provide a building chart within the property because there are a lot of buildings. There's a lot of the old historical buildings, the corn cribs, pump houses, some of the older barns. Again, I talked about the old milk house that's out there. Then the storage units, the individual self-storage units, are building E and H, which are located here and here. And then there are some outdoor storage. They do allow some storage with within the site. They do store some boats and some campers and trailers within the site. Again, all this is interior to the property. Nothing can, not visible from the road. There is a larger building in the back here that is a storage building that they do lease out as well.
as the farming operation, as the farming property of the Prettyman started to decrease, this property became, started to be used for what they are using for today, back in the 80s. With the exception of, there was a small engine, the existing wash mechanical, lawnmower repair, small engine repair, is located approximately right here. He's been there for about 5 years.
Submitted as part of the record, he submitted his support letter along with some of his customers, and then he also submitted his customer base. He has about approximately about 500 customers that they don't bring all their equipment at one time, but they do have, they are his customer base, and he does work on their small engines and their lawnmowers and other types of small equipment. But there was a, that particular use has been on that site since the 70s, being repairing lawnmowers and small engines and other type of farming equipment as well. And again, the Prettymans do have farming equipment of their own. Mr. Prettyman does, when he can, he does help cut grass in the adjacent neighborhoods. He does use his farming equipment that he still stores on the site. He works with the adjacent farmers and allows them to use the equipment, and he does help out from time to time, helping them with their fields. So as I stated, the Prettymans, they do own, they occupy, and they manage the property to themselves. The conditional use application, again, is for 3.71 acres, more or less, and is subject to the provisions of Articles 4 through 20, Sections 115.22 and 115.173 of the Zoning Code. How this came about is the Prettymans, they received a letter from the county stating that they needed to come in and file for the conditional use. They engaged Pannoni. We immediately filled out a service level evaluation request. We sent that to DelDOT. That's located in tab 2. DelDOT responded stating that no traffic impact, that there was a very negligible impact of the traffic for these types of uses on Robinsonville Road, so that they issued that there was no traffic impact study was warranted for the application. And then we immediately filed a conditional use application along with the site plan that you see before you, and that is made part of the record. The property is located in a coastal area according to the 2019 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, future land use map, and coastal areas are areas that can accommodate development provided special environmental concerns are addressed. In tab 3 of the hearing booklet, I've provided environmental maps and the and I've and some historical maps of the property. We did walk the site, we did review the site. Again, the site has been existing. It was an existing farm property and then later converted into the uses that we are proposing as part of this application. So we didn't see any environmental concerns whatsoever as part of the property. The property just decreased from the larger farm down to the 3.7 acres. Since the late 1800s, the property, specifically this site, has been used as part of the farming operation. I previously mentioned that. Additional buildings, as shown on the property, were constructed through the years up until the 1980s. So everything's been here since the 1980s and being used as is, as I previously stated. This is in a level 3 for state policies and spendings. Again, that map is also located in tab 3. The uses outlined on the application are generally of a public or semi-public character and is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare, but because of the nature of the use, the importance of its relationship to the comprehensive plan and possible impact on neighboring properties requires the exercise of the planning judgment, exercise of the planning judgment and on location and site plan. The uses have posed no problems that the Prettymans are aware of. There's no sign out front. They don't advertise the uses. Matter of fact, on the letters that have been submitted, several of the neighbors on Robinsonville Road, and so, I believe about eight of the neighbors within the Bridle Ridge subdivision that are in support of this application also state that they use the facility to store their personal items, and they've also talked about how they use the wash mechanical for their lawnmower repairs. As I stated before, the proposed conditional use will not increase the congestion of roads or streets as confirmed by DelDOT. No traffic impact study, again, was not requested. There is an existing domestic well that is currently being used on the property. It's located next to the pump house that's on the property. Once a water supplier is in the area, once they run central water down, the Prettymans would like to connect their uses to the water facility that's on site. Sanitary sewer will be provided through the use of an existing on-site wastewater disposal system. Septic system right now is currently in this location right here. They are located within Sussex County's Tier 2 planning area, which is, I believe, the Gosley Creek Sanitary Sewer District. And once sanitary sewer is available, they would like to be able to connect into that sanitary sewer. I'm fairly certain with the development that is occurring along Robinsonville Road, and given the nature of the engineering department here in Sussex County, I'm pretty sure sewer will be made available here very shortly. As part of the hearing package, I did submit a limited conditions of approval. I'm just going to go over one aspect, basically the hours of operation for the uses. Mr. Walsh and his business with the lawnmower small engine repair, he's typically 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. He has no Saturday or Sunday hours. And again, I know that the public stables and is part of a separate application, but I do want to state for the record as part of this is that the public stables for boarding are 7 days a week, of course. So they do board, the four horses every day. And the riding lessons, as it was relayed to me, they do about 6 to 10 hours per week with riding lessons. And it's daylight hours only, and that is 7 days per week as well as when they're riding the horses on the property. And the storage facility is 7 days per week, and it's dawn to dusk. And again, the Prettymans do live on the property, and they do keep an eye on that, and they do want to, they do like their quality of life, and they don't want people running in and out at all hours of the night. So they do keep that, they keep a pretty tight hold on that, on those hours. The proposed conditional use meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance and comprehensive plan as it's being located in an appropriate location, providing sufficient area for uses of this nature, which is other locations may not be able to be as well adjusted to its environment. And the conditional use request will promote the health and safety of the inhabitants of Sussex County and is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county, particularly for, the projects that have been or may approved for the development. And that's pretty much my presentation, that with the hearing booklets and the support letters that we received, and then the Prettymans and Mr. Walsh that are here, we can answer any questions that you might have.
All right, sir. We thank you, Mr. Davidson, and we'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Stevenson.
My question's for Mrs. Cornwell. I guess Mr. Robertson, just when, if we were to suggest approval of this, would we put in the conditions, the stuff about the horse stables or not?
I was thinking about that as Mr. Davidson was talking about it, since that's a separate process, probably not. Okay.
That would be something that would be handled by the
Board of Adjustments. Yeah.
Okay, that was the only question I had.
So if it is approved by the Board of Adjustment, you would see it as a site plan, though, because
right.
It would be
the
entire site plan would come right. Back to you, and then again, we'll work with the applicants to verify if it is a non-conforming.
I was just wondering about the
riding
license, the hours of operation, and that.
Yeah. I will say, as far as like the boarding of the horses and even the riding a little bit, you know, I would just caution the commission when they start getting into agriculture uses about whether we, you know, anybody should be putting hours of operation on that sort of thing, but, you know.
No, I had no problem with not at all. I just, since he put, thrown it out there, I just wanted to see.
No, that's a good point, because I'd have the same thought as you, yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Tompkins.
But then he had the storage that he talked about too, that's, you know, people are wanting to come in early and come back in late and stuff.
We could put hours on that if you wanted to.
He said dusk to.
Yeah, but I'd just be concerned that we were careful not to cut him short on that. In other words, try to give you dawn, you know, that's like 6 to 9 this time. I mean, it seems like to me it's been a business for over 100 years. So, I mean, if you have a farm, then you're working on lawnmowers and tractors and all kinds of stuff. So, you guys are just trying to formalize something that's been going on there for 100 years. So, I really don't have any questions.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
I don't have any other.
Mr. Mears?
What else is going on in Building E other than the lawnmower business?
Small engine repairs.
Yeah, that's what I meant, small engine.
Yeah.
That's it? No other? It's just rented?
It's rented.
Storage space?
That's correct. The other units are rented storage spaces. He does occupy the one unit and working on the small engines and lawnmowers.
Yeah, that's all I have.
Okay. Staff?
I have none, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
None, thank you.
Okay.
None for me either, thanks.
Okay. All right then.
Thank you for your presentation. Well, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2179, Joseph H. and Patricia Prettyman? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2179? Yes, sir. Come on up.
Good evening. My name is Arthur Riddler. I live at 1 Ashford Drive, which is the property just to the right of this line, right here.
Okay.
And I'm speaking to you in opposition to the conditional use permit as it is presently structured.
Okay.
I think there are some issues that have to be addressed and haven't been addressed to this point. I did write a letter to the commission for the record. I'm not sure if it's been received or not.
Yeah, I believe it's in the file.
I'm sorry, excuse me?
I believe it's in, well, we'll find out. Is it not in the file?
I only have letters in support. But if you get it to us, we can make it part of the file, and we'll make sure it's part of the.
I can give you this. Yeah.
Do you have a copy?
Yeah, I do.
Perfect.
Well, when you're done, if you just drop
it
off, it'll be on in part of the record.
But as the property presently exists, the engine repair company was put in place there about 5 years ago, and one of the concerns that I have. And other people have is that there is no effective monitoring for waste disposal, and this is obviously petrochemical fluids that are going to be disposed of. And every home in this area is on a well and septic system. And what's going to happen long term if that business stays there to the groundwater supply? It's really kind of unpredictable, as we all know. There's also been a subdivision approved at the, my compass roads is probably off, but Jimtown and Robinsonville Road.
Okay.
And it has not been started yet. But this expanding this conditional use permit will certainly change the character of that development and even the surrounding developments. But in reading the packet, it is my opinion that we need to maintain the character of the neighborhood, and specifically in the packet, it is recommended that the hours of operation for the engine repair business be from 8:30, I believe this is right, 8:30 to 5. Yet the storage facility is recommended to be 7 days a week from dawn to dusk. And depending on what's being stored and who's doing the storing, that seems inconsistent with the recommendation for the lawnmower repair business. But, and that is in the packet, it's item AD. And, excuse me. So we think there needs to be some restriction on that part of the application. But there are two additional conditions that I believe that the Planning and Zoning Commission should consider. First is that the owner be required to maintain a bond over a 10-year period for possible environmental remediation should that indeed become an issue. And secondly, and I think very importantly, it is my understanding that conditional use permits generally run with the land. And I think in this particular case, the condition should be put on the permit if the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends it, that the run with the land provision should not be provided, that it should not run with the land. And any subsequent owner would have to reapply for a conditional use permit depending on what they intend to do with the property. So those are my comments. Thank you, and I'll take any questions.
Thank you. If you would give a copy of your letter
sure.
to our director, we'll make sure it gets in the file. Okay.
Questions?
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Davidson, I do have a couple questions for you, subsequent to the gentleman's comments. And you may need to refer to the applicant or someone else to answer this, but small engine repair, we are dealing with motor oil and fluids and so on. And as you know, the commission does have the ability to place conditions on any approval that you might get. I would just want to ask how those fluids are being disposed of now, how that's all being handled at this point, to try to provide some security for the neighbors here.
Yeah, he does follow the standards of ASTM standards and the state standards for disposing of the oils properly within proper storage containers. And
so storing them in above ground containers.
That's correct.
Transported from the site by a,
that's correct,
a proper
yes.
licensed hauler
yes.
and so on.
Yes.
Okay. And there, if the commission should look favorably on the application, I assume there's no issue with that being a provision.
That is no, not at all.
Okay. All right. Okay, sir. That's all I have. Okay, who's next? Who else would like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir. Come on up.
I'm Jeff Steimel, and I'm here with my wife,
Desiree.
We live on Canterbury Court.
Okay.
So our property adjoins the back. We own two lots that adjoin the back of this property. And our concern is if the outside storage is granted, there's not that much storage over there right now, outside storage, but that's because they're not advertising because it's, you know, probably not supposed to be doing it now. But if it's approved, we're concerned that it's going to, business could do well, and next thing you know, we have boats and wrecked cars and everything else. So can there be a limitation on what could be put back there or how many? Because our property is, back of our property is right up against this. We just don't want to have to be looking at.
There are a number of things that the commission can require. We can limit the number of vehicles, and that's one way to do it. Another way to do it is to require a solid fence around the perimeter so that you don't have to look at what's out there.
Yeah. That would be great for us. There's, according to the drawing, there's a large building towards the back of his property, but there would be enough room that if somebody wanted to store wrecked cars or boats or tractors or something back there, they could. So if a privacy fence was put up, that would stop the...
Right, and we also have the ability to restrict that. We can specifically prohibit the storage of non-titled, wrecked, or non-functioning vehicles on site. That can certainly, is within our
yeah.
purview.
And we're glad to know that that's a concern of yours, and we'll take that under advisement. And certainly the fencing is an option.
Okay.
So
that's okay.
Is that something that if this were approved, would that be something that would contribute to your comfort level?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it would. It would.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Mr. Davidson, I want to ask you, again, in response to the gentleman's testimony, has there been given any thought given to the storage of vehicles, whether or not we're going to have non-functioning vehicles, non-titled vehicles stored on the site?
Yeah, there's nothing like that right now.
With the aerial that I've provided here, the outside storage are between the two larger buildings here,
right,
here and here, and primarily in this location here. There's a few boats there.
Okay, and a couple of trailers. They stay in between those two buildings.
Okay.
Again. Okay.
Okay. And if the commission were to look favorably on the application, a restriction that required outside storage to occur in that area only is not...
That would be fine, yes.
Okay. Between the two buildings?
That's correct.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, who's next? Anybody else wish to speak in opposition? Okay. Anyone on the commission have any questions? I have one more question. Will there be any? Are you working on vehicles outside at certain times? I would think, especially with farm machinery, I guess. But a small engine repair would all take place indoors. Is that right? Or?
That's what happens. When he gets there in the morning, he does have the mowers and some of the smaller engines
right
inside. He does take those outside so he can work inside.
Right.
And at the end of the day, he puts them back in. But no, all work is done inside.
Okay. All right, then. So that's all I need. Okay. Anyone else have any more questions? All right, then. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.